What are some of the treatments available to help manage separation anxiety? And does the treatment options available depend on the severity of the anxiety your pet is going through?
Yeah, absolutely. As a broad thing, what we try to do when we're treating animals with separation anxiety is to build their confidence with being on their own. So we want to teach them that being independent is a good thing and that you can cope on your own for the day without anything terrible happening. So we do that by a number of different behaviour modification exercises that are designed around confidence building around independence. So there's a lot of different ways to do that, and different people will do that differently. But essentially what you're trying to do is to show the dog that good things happen when you are calm and relaxed and away from me, and you don't need to be next to me all the time, so you can be on your own. Mm-hmm. For a dog that had a more mild experience of separation anxiety that was more separation-related distress, mm-hmm. that might be enough. So just doing the behaviour modification work and building their confidence with being on their own, making sure when you leave them that they're in a nice, happy, safe place. It might be that they're happier inside than outside, that they have, maybe they might have, be better if they've got music left on, that they've got lots of food dispensing toys and really good, fun things to do when you're gone. And that might be enough. For the dogs that are experiencing a really severe level of panic when you go, the dogs that are injuring themselves and damaging property, those dogs are going to need some really intense help. So for those dogs, they're having a panic attack when they're left on their own. And all the great behaviour modification in the world is not going to stop that panic attack, because when you panic, you can't learn. So you can't learn that the world didn't end when I was left on my own, because I was panicking that whole time and my brain wasn't learning, it was panicking. Mm-hmm. So for dogs like that, they tend to need help with by treatment of anti-anxiety medication, so that they can start to learn that the world doesn't end when they're on their own, and that they can build confidence with independence.
And I guess that type of plan, when it's that combination between that training and that confidence building and the medication, is something that you would work on with your vet,
yep.
with the behavioural background.
Yes, absolutely.
In order to get them to use the medication and then eventually wean off it over time as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's more of a progress as opposed to a this is how it's going to be forever.
Yeah. Medication to treat an anxiety disorder is something that we use to facilitate learning to make the behaviour modification more productive and more helpful. Mm-hmm. With the goal that at some point in time, hopefully, we would be able to wean off medication. And most dogs that go on medication for things like separation anxiety are going to come off medication at some stage, because we will have made all of that progress with the behaviour modification. So it's why it's really important when we start treating any behaviour problem, yep. that we think about behaviour modification, we think about management strategies. So something like separation anxiety, you know, at the start, they just have to be safe.
Yep.
So do we need to arrange some ways to keep them safe at the start? And then also thinking about medication. But having that combination of all of those things is really important.
If a pet owner's dog is suffering from separation anxiety, are there things that they absolutely under no circumstances should do ever?
Telling your dog off for being worried is not helpful.
Yep.
And it's really difficult. I think separation anxiety can put more pressure on the relationship between a dog and an owner than most other problems, because your dog is so bonded to you and you have that really close relationship. But you know, when you go to work, there's a good chance the dog is going to destroy the back garden or get out of the house again or whatever it is. And so you have that combination of loving your dog to pieces and also being really stressed and sometimes a little bit angry about what's happening. So it's very tempting if you come home and discover that your dog scratched the door again or broken another fence paling. It's really tempting to get angry with them, but it doesn't help. Mm. So it's not going to solve the problem. It's not going to help the dog at all. So that's the sort of thing where the best thing to do is to, you know, run back to the car and go in the car and then come calmly back in and see the dog. So that one, I guess, in terms of the other things, you know, trying to keep things pretty calm when you get home is a really good idea. If we get home and we make a huge fuss of the dog, then that is not going to help the dog realise that actually it was okay when we were away. Ignoring your dog altogether when you get home is pretty difficult. It's difficult for the dog and it's difficult for the person. But you can come in, say hi, then go and put your bag down and, you know, make a cup of tea, change out of your work clothes, and then come back and play with your dog properly. So you've had a really low key coming in and not a kind of, you know, oh, poor dog, you'll be all right, you know, did you cope without me? And the same when you're leaving, to try and keep it really calm and relaxed. So if we make a big fuss just before we leave, the dog's going to find that separation harder.
Finally, what other advice would you give pet owners whose pet is suffering from separation anxiety?
I would say ask for help quickly, and be quite proactive about finding the right sort of help.
Mm-hmm.
Separation anxiety can be really stressful for everybody. It's stressful for the dog, it's stressful for the owner. It is the most successfully treated behaviour problem. So it has a really good prognosis for successful treatment. There is a lot that we can do to help. It's going to be easier for everybody if we help sooner rather than later.
Mm.
So if you think your animal has problems, record them, start talking to your vet. Get some good advice and get your treatment happening quickly.